The Hill reports that in testimony given this week by USDA's Deputy Administrator John Clifford for the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, he noted bird flu is wreaking havoc on the industry. The outbreak started back in December and has affected more than 48 million birds in 15 states. Dr. Clifford told the Senate hearing that USDA has committed more than $500 million to help, and we can and will request additional funds should we need to. There has not been an outbreak in 3 weeks, as the bird flu strain does not do well in the warmer summer months. The question that remains is what the industry can do once things cool down later this year. Clifford said the U.S. needs to find a better way to control the disease and save the animal protein by developing new strains of vaccines. Avian influenza has already killed tens of millions of hens, turkeys, and ducks, and Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa said it's been devastating and more help is needed to combat the disease.
Is there enough money available? $400 million so far. I don't know whether it's all spent, but probably will be all spent, and they may need a supplemental appropriation.
The senator says another option under consideration is insurance.
And that would be to set up an insurance program for the poultry industry, like we have for grain, or like we have for, sometimes livestock. We have given some aid to livestock.
Grassley said the new insurance program would be different from an existing indemnity program that pays $2.43 per bird repopulated.